Right, Mark Steele, what are you doing here?
Well, I was invited up, and it's my birthday day, so every time
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So all my life, whenever anyone said, when's your birthday? And I told them, they've gone, oh, American Independence Day. And so it's just sort of, maybe as a result of putting up with that little connection to my life for all these years, it's brilliant. What a brilliant thing to actually spend your birthday on a day celebrating independence from America, which is just a great, snappy title.
So we invited you up.
Well, Lindis and the people who've organised this. And what I mean, I must say, just having, I've never been past it before, and it's well spooky, isn't it? When you
well
can drive
spooky,
over the hill and see it, it's I don't know. I guess it's almost deliberately spooky looking. You know, like these sort of medieval fortresses partly were built in order to just make people feel that there's nothing you can do about them. They're too powerful. It's almost like that, you know, look at us. Look what sort of space age monstrosity we can plonk into the middle of the area and, you know, you'll never be able to defy us. So, of course, you know, there we are. You know, people obviously are defying the project for the American century, which is...
The
New World Order, which bit by bit is falling apart in tatters, and one by one the signatories to the original document are all sort of having to resign in bits of disgrace.
But they've done their job, though, haven't they, do you think?
They've done part of their job, but I think another, that's one of the reasons why things like this are so, so important, is that the defiance clearly has made a difference. You know, I think if no one around the world bothers to protest about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, I think Blair would not have gone, I think that Rumsfeld would not have gone, I think these people, you know, and I think that the project of the American century, we were looking like that, they'd probably have bombed Iran by now, I would guess. That's clearly the plan.
Nuked even. They've got permission to nuke, haven't they?
Possibly. Who knows what atrocities they would have wielded out, but it seriously does worry them, you know, every time. And also, it's just so inspiring. You know, I remember sort of, I was watching the telly the day Blair announced his resignation, and you know, getting more and more depressing. And all of a sudden, outside the Sedgefield Labour Club, there's just two people on their own holding up a banner saying Sedgefield against the war. And I thought, fucking brilliant. You can't go anywhere for the rest of your shitty life without people saying that about you. So that's your legacy. And
it's basically, you know, a war criminal, isn't it? Nuremberg.
Yeah.
But they applauded him out of Parliament.
They did.
Sickening. What about Gordon Brown then? You got anything to say about old Gordon?
Well, but the one positive thing, and I think clearly he's someone who didn't...
Are you struggling to find something positive?
Well, it's not a positive thing about him, but again, I think a positive thing about the effect of the resistance is that, you know, just the fact that he has to announce these sort of... The fact that he's looking into constitutional changes, that the Prime Minister can't take the country into war on that way again. Now, obviously, you know, this is someone who never raised a finger against the war, but the reason he has to do that is because he's aware that millions and millions of people, well, the vast majority of this country now opposes the war, thinks it was a bad idea. More importantly, in a way, you know, there are millions of people who protested against it, and so they do, you know, however powerful and unassailable they look, we do get to it.
Eventually.
When
they've
done
the job.
It's not enough, and it's frustrating, and there were millions of people demonstrating, the war still went ahead, and therefore it's very, very annoying. But, of course, see from this bloody ridiculous farce.
Have you had your picture taken?
I have. Yeah, I think I have, but... Yeah. Oh, the paparazzi, and it's had a police.
Yeah, they got us getting off the bus. Officer 1666. So, what are you going to be talking about then? All right.
Sorry?
Are we in for a broad sweep of historical analysis from you? The whole
nothing so grandiose as that. No, just some
swearing. You're educational, you are, aren't you?
Well, I try, for me.
Educational and swearing. Mix and match.
So one final question, 9/11, an inside job or not?
Oh no, I'm not a big fan of the conspiracy theories. Apart from anything else, I think it makes them out to be too powerful. You know, it makes them out to be something out of a science fiction film. You know, then there's nothing you can do if they're they're doing all that. I mean, I think, you know, what we do know is bad enough. No, that they, in the project for the American century, that they were planning the attack on Iraq even before Bush was elected, yeah. Long before that. We know that they then used the Twin Towers disaster, yeah, as an excuse. You know, for all the stuff of Blair and Bush standing there talking about the horrors inflicted on the families and all that, all the time they were well aware that they were callously and cynically using that as an excuse, yeah, to invade Iraq. Now, that's bad enough. We know that they lied about the weapons of mass destruction. We know that, that there are a million awful stories that they told in order to justify this atrocity. Uh-huh. That's bad enough, isn't it? Without having to then go, oh, maybe they blew it up themselves, which I think is nonsense anyway. No. So, you know, anyway, that's what
the physics disagree.
Why is Blair the only Prime Minister in what the last 100 years who got a standing ovation from the whole House of Parliament when he left? That I would like to have an answer to. Because I hate Blair, but I do not like this one-man theory of history. It's the Parliament. This whole British system is just sick.
Well, interestingly, I just read Robin Cook's book not long ago, and it was an interesting thing he said about the debates in Cabinet before the vote on Parliament. And he said there's this sort of myth built up that Blair didn't consult the Cabinet, which is, you know, backs up what you're saying. He did consult the Cabinet. The trouble is that the Labour Party just lay down and took it. So, and she's quite right, you know. It's shocking. It's so, you know, the fact that they allow themselves to be hoodwinked. Then bit by bit now they go, one by one, they go, oh, well, maybe we did make a mistake, you know. As if it wasn't obvious.
And why they then don't just go and hide for the rest of their life.
I agree, yeah.
They have done such terrible harm, and they come back and they say, sorry.
All right. Me too. Yes. All right.
Cheers.
You arrived.
Right, thanks. Yeah. Alan Bennett, have you got anything to say to Indy Media? Celebrity culture.